Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We're talking parenting today. You know, we think of the color pink, and as a new parent, you think of a girl, right? You think of blue, you think of the boy. What about the parent color? Maybe you're too green. You know what I'm talking about? A newbie at this thing of being a parent? We're going to help you today, and we have what we call the Green Parent Index. We're going to talk about that as well. Lots of hope and help and some fun along the way of being very intentional as a newbie, as a parent. Come join us.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author, husband and father and grandfather, and your advocate for the family. Today's program is for rookie parents, so call now. It's toll-free, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Hey, listen, time is short. We're going to get calls on today. If you have one word of advice to a brand new rookie parent, one who's just getting started, what would it be? Or maybe you are just getting started and you have one question. We'd like to address it here. 888-888-1717. We're doing something kind of fun today. We have posted on our I have to go to our website. When you go to the broadcast highlights, the intentionals, and these are lists that we create of top 10 lists on various topics that are very intentional. And one of the most requested has to do with being intentional as a parent. Well, we've taken the top 10 list, and we're challenging you to take the questions or the statements that are made there and answer them for yourself. How well are you doing on each of those 10 on a scale of 1 to 10? And we're calling it the Green Parent Index. And it's kind of fun, and you'll kind of see how you do. Some of the questions have to do with even a little bit older children, so that may not relate to you, but most of them will if you're a new parent. So stop by and take a look at it at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You know, it says in the scripture, Proverbs 29:17, discipline your children and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights that you desire. Now, you may not be experiencing that today. That's a promise, of course, and a proverb for us. But not every day is going to be peaceful in parenting. I can remember when we started in this parenting thing many years ago, Don and I, God bless us, we were pretty dumb about the whole thing. Jumping in and bringing home our firstborn, thinking we're going to be the perfect parents. We overdid it, you know, in terms of everything had to be perfect. And I tell the story about even the pacifier that had to be boiled in hot water to make sure there's no germs. You know how ridiculous that can get. So we all been through this. And so as a new parent today, here's my one piece of advice before we hear from other people. One piece of advice. Enjoy the ride and pick your battles carefully, because God's given you a brief time to enjoy and to be there as a parent and establishing a nurturing, loving, protective, instructive, disciplined environment. And we can get so sidetracked with the minutiae of raising kids that we forget the privilege of raising kids. So what's your one piece of advice for a rookie parent today? 888-888-1717.
My six-year-old son and I happened to be walking down through Lowe's one day, and he looked up to me and said, Daddy says, I know more than you do. I was kind of shocked at the comment, and I responded back and said, oh, really? I said, I didn't know that. What do you know that I don't know? And he just said, Dad, I just know more than you do. And I said, well, I told him again, I said, well, what is it that you know that I don't know? He said, do you know why I know more than you do? Because I have an intentional mind. So I just wanted to share that with you. And we listen to your show every day after we get out of school, and he recognizes your voice on the radio all the time, and hears you talking about the intentional life and from a six-year-old little boy who is being impacted with your intentional life comments.
There's the future of intentional. He'll be the next host, right? I've got an intentional mind. That's a good thing to have. If he's got that figured out at six, he's in good stead here moving forward. Today, talking to newbies, new parents are getting one piece of advice from parents who've been down the trail. And let's start with Kathy, who's on the line in Florida. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are things in Florida today?
Very warm. warm, but good.
Yeah. Hey, we were there. You're in Panama City, I'm assuming, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, we were there last week. Had a great time. Beautiful place.
Oh, good. Good to have you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We did. Okay. New parents listening. How many children?
Okay.
How many children have you raised?
I have two boys, and the oldest one's 15 now, and he was hyperactive, so we had quite a challenge with him. But the advice, looking back through it all, there are two, actually, that I think people need to know. The most important one is to be firm, fair, and consistent. And the way to do that is to say yes, 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 as much as you can. But when you say no, do not change what you say. Stick with that no. When they get older, you can discuss it and have some conversations, and then you can say, okay, well, with this new information, I can change my mind back to yes. However, if you do that when they're younger, they know no means no.
Yeah, because children,
and they listen to you.
Children need to have a sense of security, and we need leadership in the home. We need to have parents, like you say, and I like that, they're going to be firm and fair and consistent, never abusive or harsh or punitive and all that. We got to be very mature. But children really benefit from parents who have structure, healthy structure, and maintain that in the family. So good for you.
My next point is the spankings. If you do feel like you have to do a spanking, on your first swat, hit yourself, your arm, your hand. And that way you get your anxiety out first, so you're hitting for the right reason if that's what you think you're doing. And then for second, you can realize that maybe you're hitting too hard and that's not what you intend to do. I caught myself a couple of times doing that, and I regulated on the next pop.
Well, that's why one of the things that we've taught here at Parent Talk and Intentional Living over the years is that when we use logical and natural consequences with children, that's the very best approach in raising children. When children learn their lessons, in other words, when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and we can teach them through the use of logical and natural consequences, I think that is the most powerful form of raising children. In other words, if children don't do their homework, there's a consequence. They don't get to go out, play with their friends, and so on. If kids don't pick up their toys, maybe the toys go into a bag and disappear for a while until they're brought back out. That's clearly what we recommend here at Intentional Living. Okay, thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it. Let me take Sherry. She's also listening in Florida. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi.
What's your one piece of advice for a new parent today?
I have fairly small children, 4, 3, and a 1-year-old. And my advice is, from bringing the infant home, my first infant, is to definitely, if you can, join a mom or a Christian mom group if you're going to be a stay-at-home mom. It's just been a really good accountability and community, and I just have to recommend that for somebody that's becoming a stay-at-home mom or first-time mom.
So
it really helps a lot.
You got beeped there when you were talking. Were you talking about MOPS? Is that what you're involved with?
Yes, sir.
Mothers of Preschoolers, yeah.
Yes.
This is an excellent program, and was originally founded, I believe, by Lisa Morgan, who's a friend and has a real passion to help young moms. Good advice, Sherry. So how old are your kids now?
4, 3, and 1.
How you doing?
I'm good. We just moved, so that's been a bit of an adjustment, but I'm not an expert by any means. It's only by God's grace that I'm a parent.
I think one of the
him for the strength.
And Sherry, one of the reasons we have to understand raising kids is not like, you know, running your computer. You push a certain button and the program is supposed to do a certain thing. And if you don't, if it doesn't, you reboot. That's not the way it is with parenting. Every child has individual differences. I just want to follow up on my comment about some of the, I think, the basics of raising our children responsibly, holding them accountable. We've created a study called Raising Responsible Adults, and we get more requests for this than almost any other resource. And each chapter is built around helping you be successful in understanding your child, growing God-confident children, what's behind misbehavior, understanding your parenting style, and developing a game plan to help your child develop a vision for their future. And this is a resource that I encourage you to take a look at theintentionallife.com. Newbies, if you're a new parent, what are things that work for you? One piece of advice that you'd share with a new parent today.
Hello, Dr. Randy. I just want to say I love your show. Ever since I started to listen to your message, how my life has changed, how I became a more understanding parent versus, you know, before not having enough patients because there was not enough to go around and stress levels kept on rising. I just finished a conversation with my sister that was going through a tough situation with her teenager, and I passed along the message that you had on a couple shows prior, and she was just like, that's the word I needed to hear. And they're like, well, how do you know so much? And I'm like, well, turn on the radio or go into the website and you can find the message from God. It's just so amazing, and I'm just extremely thankful. My life again has changed, as well as my children, and we just couldn't be happier. I thank you so much for blessing us each and every day with your words. Thank you very much.
Well, we're glad to do it. You know, our time is brief on the radio, but intentional living is available to you 24 hours a day online. All of our past programs, our resources are available to you. We have blogs. We have Facebook discussions going on and on Twitter as well. So come on over to theintentionallife.com. For this half hour on the radio around the country and around the world online, it's for you. And if you have one piece of advice for a new parent today, what would it be? Share with thousands of young parents getting started. 888-888-1717. Let me share a couple from the Intentionals list today, which, by the way, is also a way for you to take your own Green Parent Index. How do you rate yourself on each of these, 1 to 10? And come and you can find out about it at our broadcast highlights. How about this one? I will not do for my child what they can do for themselves. When I do, I disrespect them. I think jumping in too often and too quickly and just rescuing our children from everything that comes down the pike will do a great disfavor for them. They don't learn confidence. They learn dependence that way. I will not overreact when my child overreacts. When I do, we both lose. An overreacting parent will always lose in the long term. Our job as a parent is to be mature, in control of our emotions and reaction, and following through. That's key. I will not rescue my child from life lessons that he or she needs to learn. When I do, I weaken them. Again, obviously you have to use balance and good sense here. But often we jump in when a child needs to learn whatever the lesson is. We do fail at times. Things do break sometimes. We do feel discouraged sometimes. We do fail sometimes. And as parents, when we can help our children learn these life lessons in a loving, protective environment, that's a beautiful thing. Here's one. I will pick my parenting battles carefully because it's more important to be the right parent than to always be right. And if you feel that your goal in life is to always be right and your children always wrong, you do yourself and them a great disfavor. The key here is to be the right kind of parent, a parent that is authoritative, not authoritarian, not harsh and punitive. That's why we teach logical and natural consequences, life lessons, things that we can do to help our children see that life is a series of decisions, and when we make the wrong decisions, there's a consequence. When we make the right decisions, there's a consequence. Helping our children see that God is a God that loves them and cares for them, and when we're intentional in sharing that and living it, boy, we're setting the environment to make our home a better place. Today, what one piece of advice do you have at 888-888-1717?
Hey, Dr. Randy, this is Terry calling from Columbiaville, Michigan. I wanted to comment on the anxiety. I, too, suffered with that, and it was about a five-year battle that I'm just basically coming out of over the last 6 to 8 months. And the one thing that really brought me out of it was listening to your program one day, and it was probably 2 years into it, and you started talking about the one thing, and that just stuck in my mind, and I found myself making myself do one thing every day that I didn't want to do. However small it was, whether it was going to the gas station to get gas, I made myself do something every day, no matter how small, that I didn't want to do because of anxiety. And after a period of about 2 years, it's pretty much gone. There are still some lingering effects of it, which your mind will probably never forget, but that is the path I took. I tried medication that didn't work. I tried counseling, but a lot of prayer and making yourself get up and do things that you would normally just want to not do. I thank you for your program, and God bless.
The power of one thing. And there is power. If you think about one thing, here's a question. What one thing could you do as a parent today that would make the single biggest impact in your family today, just today? Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but today. One thing. That's intentional, isn't it? You know, we get the privilege to be on the radio, as I said, a half hour every day here and around the world. We also have the privilege 24 hours a day of providing resources online, conferences. We have a small groups set up around the country where people are going through our video series and so on various topics. So we're very much here not only on the radio but to help serve you, and that's our goal. And you know how this is all made possible? Because of people like you who support the ministry. You become a member monthly, and we have a very special way of saying thanks. And Dawn is here from our development team to talk a little more about that and tee up the ball and see if we have some folks who would come and join us today.
Yeah, and as you've said so often, Dr. Andy, it's not for everybody, but if you are in the place where you want to go a little bit deeper and really take advantage of all that the Intentional Living Center offers you as far as being your total coaching companion, then allow Dr. Randy to come alongside you every month as a coach and a mentor with his monthly teaching CDs when you become a member of Intentional Living, of the mm-hmm. Intentional Living Center. As a member, those are folks who give a certain amount, up to you, of course, between you and God, how much you can give every month on an ongoing basis to the ministry, and that really fuels the mission of the Intentional Living Center. Yeah. And we want to say thank you for that, and thank you for allowing us to come alongside and
absolutely.
Coach.
You mentioned monthly. People do give various amounts depending right. on how God has blessed them and so on. For instance, here's Velma. I want to say thank you to Velma. She's just recently joined us from Rancho Mirage, California, okay. $25 a month.
Great.
And it goes right into the ministry. Patricia from Tatum, New Mexico, listens to 91.5 out of Albuquerque, Family Life Radio. And here's Jerry in Lansing, Michigan, joining us monthly as well. So I want to say thanks to them. And they're part of the team, and we'll start immediately receiving our monthly mentoring CDs to encourage you on your journey.
That's right. And if you'd like to receive the next one, come be a part. Join us as a member of the Intentional Living Center today. I invite you to go online, safe and secure. Let us know what your commitment is, and also let us know you'd like to receive those CDs for your membership support. That's theintentionallife.com. Again, theintentionallife.com, or if you'd like to talk to somebody live and in person during West Coast business hours, give us a call at 888-888-1717.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. And because of your support, this message continues to be on the radio and around the world, a message of hope of living intentionally in Christ.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Well, I was cruising around the website the other day, and boy, do I have a deal for you. Just kidding. But I did notice that some of our product has a significant reduction in price. They're called study kits. And they were first offered as studies for small groups or classes at church. They're now priced right for individual study. So check out the study kits at theintentionallife.com. Click on resources, then click on our bookstore at theintentionallife.com. Dr. Randy's got more for rookie parents, and our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Has your relationship been growing year after year?
We love each other today more than we did when we were married.
Enjoy a night with your spouse. Laugh and learn the secrets of good communication. The Intentional Living Center presents the Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson, a sellout event last year in the Valley. It's coming to Living Word Bible Church in Mesa and Glendale Church of the Nazarene Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th, and Christ Community Church in Tucson, Saturday, October 18th. The Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson. Register at theintentionallife.com.
Our smartphones, they've pretty much become an extension of our bodies. We don't go anywhere without them.
Hello?
So why not use that smartphone to help you lead an intentional life? Join thousands of people on Facebook who've committed to living an intentional life. Share your story or be inspired by someone else's. Or follow Dr. Randy and get your encouragement in 140 characters or less on Twitter. Find us on Facebook when you search Intentional Living. And if you want to follow Dr. Randy on Twitter, just search for the IL Center.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Hey, if you missed any of today's broadcast or previous ones, you can listen to them again as podcast. Go to theintentionallife.com and click on broadcast. Randy?
All right, thank you, Kurt. Hey, we got callers lined up. I want to get there quickly. Do want to remind you the resources you've heard us mention. We do have a study that's a 7-part study on parenting, the Parenting Challenge. It's been used around the country. It's got a workbook with it and a study manual, so you can do this in small group or by yourself. And we've repackaged it and been able to have it priced in a way that we can get it out to more people. We want to get it into the hands of people. All the proceeds go back in the ministry. That's our passion. So check it out at theintentionallife.com. All right, back to calls. Let's go. Kelly is in Michigan. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. So you're a mom. What's your advice for the newbie getting started here as a parent?
My advice is don't buy a lot of toys and a lot of stuff. It seems like your house gets overrun with material goods that your children do not need. Save the money. You'll need it for their things when they get older. Because what they really need is they need you, and they would much rather play with you and be with you.
Absolutely. And if there's grandparents around, let them do the buying of the stuff.
Exactly, exactly. They want to.
That's right. And I totally agree with you. Our kids today generally in our culture here are just, you know, have way too much. When I was a kid, an erector set. And a chemistry set. Back then, though, you could have sulfuric acid. And, Randy, down the basement, don't blow up the house. Those were the days where we weren't quite so concerned about some of the safety issues. But you're right, Kelly, very, very true. All right, Leora's on the line in Michigan. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Terrific. Now, how many children do you have, Leora?
I have 4 children total. 3 are my natural children, and 1 is a child that we've taken guardianship of.
Oh, well, fantastic. And so you have experience. What would you say to a new mom or dad getting started coming up behind you?
Well, I'm lucky enough to come with the aspect of parenting the strong-willed child. And that's where my greatest challenge came. And so I think that's where my greatest advice can come is when parenting the strong-willed child, the most important thing is to parent consistently in Christ. And the simple answer is pray.
Yes.
Lots and lots and lots and lots of prayer. And that's sometimes the hardest thing to remember when we become frustrated or overwhelmed is to go to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
Just a quick example, my first son was the strong-willed child. And I would consistently go to my church leaders and my friends crying, feeling like I was nothing but an abusive parent because I would become so frustrated so often. And I read The Strong-Willed Child by Dr. James Dobson. I took all sorts of parenting classes. I'm a nursing student. I went to family and friends for advice, and nothing ever really seemed to work. And then this lady told me, pray. She says, when he's acting out, he used to hit me, kick me, bite me, scream, pinch me, spit in my face, all these things. And she said, you take a hold of him and you pray. And so that's what I started to do. I took a hold of him, and I would just hold him, and in a calm voice, I would pray. And I would pray not only for my son, but I would pray for myself. I pray the Lord give me a calm spirit and an obedient heart to do his will. I pray for God to give my son a calm spirit and an obedient heart to do his will. I would pray for forgiveness for my frustration, for his frustration. But I didn't forget myself in those prayers so that my son could know I was in need of God just as much as him.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what you do when you do that, Leora. There's a spiritual component, of course. We're allowing the Holy Spirit to minister into our life and empower us to do the right thing as a parent. There's a spiritual dynamic. There's also the dynamic that you're just taking a deep breath and getting perspective, and you're realizing, you know, this child that we're raising, we're stewards. We're here to raise him or her to become a child of God if that's the direction that they choose and if God chooses. And at the same time, to know that at the end of the day, our job is to be right as a parent, to do the right thing, to be the right kind of parent. And we do that when we focus on prayer. Very powerful. All right, Leora, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, and God bless you. Let's jump over here to Nita. Nita is on the line. Did I get your name right?
Pardon?
Did I get your name right?
Yes, you did.
All right. Well, what have you learned you'd like to pass along?
Well, I'm a grandmother, and I've learned that you must laugh a lot with them. And then you must take time with your husband. Can't make the kids the center. My husband died at 46 when my daughter, our daughter was 18 and son 15. And I didn't have much time. I had adopted the kids. You know, I had immersed myself in rearing them, scared to death, and then he was gone. So, time is, you know, we know we don't have much time. So, laugh a lot. Makes all the difference. And, of course, you pray, which her advice from the last lady was just terrific.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Nita, thank you. As a grandma, you've been there. You know the fact that time is short. And again, someone posted on Facebook here, making your marriage, you know, strong. Make your marriage number one, number first. It was Jana. She says, it is the best thing you can do for your kids if you're married. They will grow up surrounded by the love you and your spouse share, and that love is built on the rock of Jesus Christ. And so keeping a strong marriage, I agree, because kids come and kids go. But if you're married, you're still there, right? Thank you. Appreciate it, Nita. Kevin says, laugh a lot. He agrees with you, Nita. Let me see here. Cornelia says, know that God equipped you with everything that you need to fulfill this calling. Take his advice more than anyone else's. That's a good advice as well. And Claudine says, it's the most important task you're ever going to do in your lifetime. Don't let anyone convince you that you're a second-rate citizen if you devote yourself to motherhood. And I will say amen to that. I've been in this business a long time, helping families, working with people. And my heart goes out and my applause goes out and accolades to every mom who makes that a priority, every dad who makes that a priority. That's our legacy, folks. It's not going to be anything else, really. Think about it. It's a legacy of extending this next generation, the love of God into this next generation. That's being intentional.
I've intentionally been listening to the radio station every day with my children to lift them up during the day, and I have intentionally become their role model and have pushed myself to be a better person, look forward to the future with God in my heart, and express that to my children so they can look at me and use me as their role model and pushes me to do even better every day.
Good for you. Hey, thanks for sharing all of this. You know, today let's close with Psalm 127:4. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. There you go. And so as you're getting started in parenting, we're here for you. Intentional Living, lots of parents who love you, and we're here to encourage you. Upcoming programs, did you marry the wrong person? Wow, there's a question. And other parenting and marriage topics coming along as well. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We'll see you next time.